According to the results of our poll over the past week, 71% of you saying you're ready this season with a bushfire survival plan. Nice work. For some tips and advice, I thought I'd go back to a chat that I had earlier in the year following on from the Cherry Gardens bushfires. Murray Bridge Commander Ray Jackson and CFS Media Officer Brett Williamson feature in this chat. Brett starts things off answering my question, when is the right time to leave during a bushfire?
Early. The only word that you need to remember is early. And it's difficult because it's against human nature. Most people want to wait and see how bad the threat is. Most people will actually end up waiting until they see the flames, but that's way too late to even start to consider leaving. We've always said to people, look, if we start to get watch and act messages out, then you really need to make that decision almost immediately. If it goes to an emergency warning message, you need to stay put. You need to get yourself into a solid structure, like your home or your building, not a shed, something that's got really good, thick, solid walls, and you need to stay there until that threat has gone. So until the flames of the fire front have passed, and then get outside and see what you can do to help, put out any little flames that might be or little fires that may be going around your house. But if you decide to go and jump in your car and flee, you're probably in the most dangerous possible scenario you could be in. You're going to go into an area that you're not knowing what's ahead of you, that you've got next to none in protection, and anything could happen. You could get into a car accident because you can't see other vehicles. You could get in the way of our fire trucks that are actually trying to go in to save lives or properties. Or you could just simply run off the road because you're in that sheer terror. So you don't want to be in a car when we've got fires like this.
Yeah, and Ray, the Murraylands are not immune to fires, are they?
No, absolutely not. We really urge people, no matter where you are in the state, whether it's a heavily forested area, whether it's a cropping area, wherever, the key for survival is property preparation and mental preparation. So you need to really prepare your property in order for you to have somewhere safe to shelter whilst the fire goes past. We can't emphasise that enough.
So in the lead up to, potential catastrophic days, things like cleaning up the fuel, the litter from the trees, cleaning out those gutters, what else can we do?
Well, property preparation happens all year round. You should be preparing your property all year round. You should be making sure that the area around the house is all clear all year round so that when the fire does occur, you're not rushing around at the last minute, or if there's a catastrophic day coming up, you're not rushing around doing that stuff. So you need to make sure that you set your place up and you landscape appropriately for the level of risk that you have around your property. So, if it's if you've got significant vegetation right up to the house, then you need to take those steps to create yourself a buffer zone so that you have got somewhere to shelter.
Mm. Brett, what are some other things that people should be thinking about with their bushfire survival plans?
It's a really good idea if your plan is to go early to make sure you've got everything you're going to need. So if you set yourself up a tub with basically what we'd call an evacuation kit, if you need certain medications, if you've got animals, you probably want to take a day or two of food for them. So tinned food, dry food, things that aren't going to go off. Not a bad idea for yourself to have, if you've got a passport or any kind of legal documentation that you need to have with you. And just basically go through and think, all right, if I was to lose my house, what is it that I wouldn't be able to live without? So you might have that one item that's been handed down to you as a family heirloom or something like that. So tuck that in an area that you can really quickly go and grab it. Like I said, a plastic tub or something like that's perfect. And then when you get a day where we start to give you the warnings that it's going to be catastrophic fire weather the next day, start to think, all right, am I going to go tonight or am I going to go first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Because if that's a plan, you need to stick to it. A lot of people get very blasé about it and we all think it's not going to happen to me. Unfortunately, we're getting a lot more examples of people that didn't think it was going to happen to them that have found that it did and they weren't prepared for it. Not only have you got the trauma of the fire going through it, but you're going to have that trauma of losing things that are very close to you and also trying to rebuild your life at the same time. So the more you can prepare, hopefully the better the result will be if it does happen.
I think one thing that people need to think about is, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
So if it's a catastrophic day tomorrow, already have a plan in your mind about, well, I'm going to go to Adelaide for the day. I've got relatives down there. I've got friends I'm going to visit. And actually prepare them that, hey, we're going to turn up tomorrow on these types of days. So you need to actually have that level of planning, because if you look at it at the last minute and think, I'm going to get in the car, and then you're trying to find out where you're going to go, that's just way too late. You need to have those decisions and that simple prompt that's available on our website through our 5-minute bushfire plan to go through and have all that stuff written down.